Welcome back. We are up to Perek Ches, Mishnah Ches of Maseches Pei, the final two Mishnayos of the Masechta. So let us begin. Says the Mishnah, we want to try to have an understanding of how someone is defined as a poor person so that they are allowed to collect Leket Shecha and Peya or Meiser Ani. Says the Mishnah, very simple, a simple number. Mishish lo Masayim Zuz. If someone has 200 Zuz, lo Yito Leket Shecha Upeya or Meiser Ani. He can't take any of these things. He can't take Leket Shecha or Peya or Meiser Ani. Why? Because 200 Zuz back in those days was enough to buy food and clothing for an entire year. So this person who has this much money is not really poor enough to collect gifts of the poor because he could support himself this year. Next year he won't. Okay, so let him worry about that next year. Right now he's good, so he is not allowed to take anything. Hayolo masayim chaser dinar, but let's say he has 200 zuz minus like a single dinar, meaning he has essentially like 199 zuz, something like that, or 199.9 zuz, but not 200. So and then he can't take these various matanos that are coming to him. Afilo elef nos din lo ka'achas hareza yito, even if they're gonna give this gift to him of what? How big is the gift? It's going to be like 1,000 zuz at once, so he can accept the whole thing, right? So since it's one gift, he can accept it. He can't go from field to field and say, give me, and have 30,000 zuz and become rich off of the charity. But if the one field is saying, okay, here is 1,000 zuz, so he is allowed, to accept that. Then says the Mishnah further, hayu memush kanin leval chovo o l'ksubas ishto. So let's say he has 200 zuz, exactly 200 zuz, but he knows he has to give back someone who lent money to him, or he knows that he has to pay his wife's ksuba. So harizei yitol, in all these cases, he is allowed to collect the gifts that we mentioned earlier, the leket shechapeya, etc., because we don't go based on the liquid money that he has in his hands. We go based on the liquid money minus how much he may owe currently. So if he has 220 zuz, sounds like a lot, but then he owes 60 zuz, and so he really has somewhere in the hundreds, so he is then allowed to collect. And then ein mechayven oso important to know that we don't require a person to say that, you know, you listen, if you sell your house, if you sell your belongings, then you'll be able to afford food. We don't say that to a person. No, we care about the liquid cash that he has and not anything else. Okay, maybe he should consider living a little more frugally. He should get out of that mansion or something like that. But quite frankly, the Torah says, the Mishnah says, who are we to judge? That's not our responsibility. We go based on liquid cash. This guy has no liquid cash. He is then allowed to collect. It seems sort of non-logical. Let's say you have someone who's in serious debt, but he lives in a massive estate. Okay, so perhaps, there's what we could talk about to try to understand that a little bit better. But according to the baseline Mishnah, this person does not have to sell anything. He doesn't have to sell his house. He doesn't have to sell his kelim. He is allowed to take these matanos if he does not have 200 zuz or more. Okay, that's Mishnah Ches and the final Mishnah of the Masechta. So we now explain that this 200 zuz idea does not apply to everyone. Even if you have less, in theory, you may not be able to take, because that was seems like we're talking about someone who was retired, not able to work. He has 200, and that's what he has. But mishi yeshalu chamishim zuz v'hu no seven no seen b'hem. If he has 50 zuz and he does business, he invests in the stock market, whatever it is, harizeh lo yitol. So he can't take gifts from the poor. He can't take these gifts of leket shechem pei, etc., because he can use his money to earn more money to support himself, so he doesn't have to worry about it. He's an investor, and so he that 50 will soon become 10,000. So we don't let him take the money for the gifts. And then v'chomi she'enot tzarech litol v'notel. And now the Mishnah goes into a wave of mussar. Essentially, anyone who takes tzedakah when they don't need tzedakah, so eno niftar min olam ad she'yitzarech labrios. So if this guy doesn't need tzedakah, but he takes tzedakah anyways. So we say it's like a a curse that this guy gets, that he won't leave the world until he really does lose all of his possessions, and he does need to become dependent on other people. That's the punishment that he will get. And then, says the Mishnah further, let's say you are someone who you avoid taking tzedakah. You do everything you can to make sure you don't need to take tzedakah, and you don't have to take tzedakah. V'kol mishet tzarech lito ve'inono. Tell someone who really does need, but struggles and really pushes himself to the brink and doesn't take any sort of tzedakah whatsoever. He won't die of old age until he becomes wealthy and he'll end up supporting other people with his own money. That's what the what we think of this guy. That's the bracha that he will get. And the pasuk says about him in Yirmiyahu, blessed is the guy who trusts in Hashem, that Hashem is going to be his source of trust, that this guy trusts God, that he's going to take care of him. Doesn't look very good, but he's trusting in him, and what do you know, it ends up working out for him. And so too, let's say you have a judge who gives a true judgment, and he does it for the sake of truth. He just wants to do God's will. So this person also, he's going to be rewarded by Hashem because of the same pasuk that Baruch HaGever Asher Yivtach B'Hashem. I don't care if this guy's very powerful and I'm going to have to rule against him. I only care to serve Hashem, and by doing that, by trusting in Hashem, so the guy will be rewarded. And now we talk about con artists. Let's say you have a person who is, he's not a chiger, he's not lame, he's not blind, and he's not, physically unable in any way, but he's a con artist, so he acts like he is one of these things, and so the people will give him money. He won't die of old age until he does become like one of these people. Like we have a pasuk that says that you have to be pursue righteousness, meaning you pursue charity, you pursue righteousness by not being a con artist. If you, God forbid, you need it because you have one of these things, okay, but if you don't have one of these things, then don't fake it so that you can get some tzedakah. So too, any judge who will accept a bribe and he will then corrupt his judgment as a result of it, so he won't die of old age until his eyes will dim out and he becomes blind. The pasuk says that you shouldn't take a bribe because a bribe blinds those who are able to see. Okay? Hajan Allah. Perek Meimasai V'Slika Lach Maseches Peya. God willing, we'll get back to Peya in the future. But for now, I wish everyone a Mazel Tov, including the Masechta. And tomorrow, on to the next Masechta. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.